planning date for the most part.
Grand Farm held its inaugural field day at Wheaton, North Dakota. The proceed plot at Grand Farm features a wide variety of trials this year.
We have two corn blocks, a soybean block, and a sunflower block. The corn to the east side of it is more of like a planting depth trial, and then also looking at a flex hybrid versus a non-flex hybrid with different planting populations. And we also go into a corn and soybean block that trials biological seed treatments added to our corn and soybeans. And then finally, we have sunflowers out there, and it's basically our sunflower lineup plus a few experimentals for us to take a look at. Unfortunately, that side of the plot got a little wet this spring, so we had a few holes and whatnot, but it's still something that for us to look at and evaluate.
Proceed agronomist Carmen Hardy also says conditions across her area of North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota are extremely variable.
Anything from looking really great to three stages of a crop out in one person's field. So it just really depends on if a person caught a rain at the right time, or if the other side of that is ponding and too much rain in some areas. But I would say overall things look really decent.
You're listening to the